nothing like now.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
561-346-2271, because I gave out the number one time to one individual who's very famous, 240 million copies of her books. And we actually, Debbie Maycomb, we used to go over and feed people at that homeless place you were talking about, you know, of a family home center.
Homeless family center. I think they changed their name now, though. I think it's Hope for Families.
Hope for Families. And but one time I gave out her number to somebody, an author. I thought it'd be okay. Don't you ever. You get somebody famous in a position of power, you do not. Just like the other day, I called for you.
Yeah.
And Justin wouldn't give me any personal information.
Jason,
that you would call me back. And thank you for calling me back because, okay, we got about 11 minutes left. Okay, so as I said, we're talking about Dynamic Life. They're a recovery center, a community, and they have, you can get the semi-annual report here. They work with UP.
Yep.
And what's unique about UP, what concerns me is we have Dynamic Life and we have UP. So you send over an individual and can train him or her, or, well, in this case, him, to how to have a position. What happens in somebody in Utah or in Colorado doesn't have an UP? Because this is unique where they take people in and say, well, we're going to feed you tonight. Well, you know, you can feed somebody forever.
Yes.
Whereas the old saying, teach him, give a man a fish, he'll eat well tonight. Yeah. Teach a man how to fish, he'll eat well the rest of his life. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes.
And we really, you know, we adore our relationship with United Against Poverty. So when we have a guy come in and we take a look at his job experience, say his job experience is like Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell. Instead of just saying, hey, go out and get a job, we're saying, no, you know what? We're going to put you on scholarship. You need to go through the job training.
So you can have a career.
Exactly. Yes. And so we encourage them in that direction.
Isn't that wonderful?
You know, if a guy comes in and says, you know, I'm a, you know, CEO of this, that, and the other, okay, just go get to work, right? Because you got all the job training you need. But when they come into us with, you know, no job training at all.
You know, see, that was presumptive of me. You're right. I was constantly thinking here, oh, these are poor down and outers and, you know, whatever.
Not always.
Yeah, because I know meetings I've gone to, three judges in the area, multiple doctors who are in recovery. Yeah. And it's important. We should say that because of the, what did I say about the shame?
The stigma.
The stigma.
Yeah, the stigma. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want anybody to know. I mean, it's like, you know, and... I know out in Hollywood, there's a lot of people, and I know people have gone to different meetings, and I've been to some meetings like in Santa Fe. If all of a sudden there's a person, you go, oh, that famous person is there. Of course, it is anonymous, and you know. But the nice thing about these rooms of salvation, of recovery, are that people. What's amazing about it is people, complete and utter strangers, help save my life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I used to think, like, well, when I grew up, the only people that had tattoos were your lower class rough sailors that came into town and seduced women. Now, so all of a sudden I got a generation here with a bunch of, you have money, you know, you have the three crosses on your neck. Blah, blah. I'm going, well, let me tell you something, and I don't want to cry, it can make me cry, but I tell you what, a whole lot of people with a whole lot of tattoos reached out to me. At my hour of fragility, my legs are shaking, and no one judged me, and I was able to be me and come into the rooms of love.
When I was in my addiction right before the end, you know, I had a relationship with the local church, and the pastor just didn't understand addiction. He just stop, George, you know, just come here. Let us give you some clothes. Let us give you, but just stop doing drugs. And he couldn't understand that I couldn't stop.
The mind isn't always that powerful. It takes the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
And so then that's, you know, of course I was forced when I got sent to the Department of Corrections. But when I got out, you know, and I got into the rooms of the 12-step fellowship, I was like, these are my people. These people understand, you know, the first step and the second step deal with alcohol or drugs, you know, depending on your 12-step program. But everything else is changing this and, you know, changing our mind and changing our heart and changing our relationship with our higher power, who we know is Jesus, you know. So it wasn't about just stop drinking or just stop using. It was about changing my life, you know. And the 12 steps is a beautiful guide to changing a person's life. You know, I'll have people in the church all the time say, well, why do you need those 12 steps? Don't you just, you know, you just need Jesus. And I mean, who could argue with that, right? But my first sponsor, his name was Shoopy. He used to tell me.
I knew Shoopy.
You knew Shoopy, yeah. And so I used to ask Shoopy, I used to say, why can't I just, you know, be like those other Christians who, you know, never think about drinking or drugging again? Like, Jesus just saves them like that. And Shoopy would say, well, George, he puts some people in the microwave, but he puts people like me and you in the slow cooker.
The slow cooker. Yeah, Shoopy was on my show years ago.
Yeah.
Now the late Shoopy.
Yeah, it was my first sponsor. I can still hear his old Irish laugh and songs. And but
he exuded love.
Oh, he did. He did. Absolutely. Mm. And so it was really, you know, learning. And, you know, I'll share this with people in the church. You know, if I took all of the recovery language out of the 12 steps and I put just Christianese in it, I can get them. I can get people in the church to agree that they do all 12. Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, well, you've already done the 12 steps. You're working. You're living the 12 steps. Mm-hmm. You know, just
and
take
some
it.
People don't need to be beat up or brought to the bottom of the barrel.
Right.
They call what they call the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom.
And the bottom of the bottle in order to finally relent and say, surrender. Uncle. Yep. And the uncle's name is Jesus.
Yes.
Yep. You know? So I want to hear some. I want to hear another couple of stories here. Can you tell us a story of somebody that came in? Don't use the real name. You know, call Billy Bob or George or whatever. We got enough Georges in here. Why not George? So of someone that came in, though, and seeing that marvelous, miraculous change when somebody comes to Dynamic Life in the throes of alcoholism, they come in as you were, skin and bones, and on the edge of death.
Mm-hmm. So we got a guy now, as a matter of fact, we'll call him Matt, okay?
Okay.
So Matt came through Salvation Army, and he is with us now. And, you know, he was, when I first met him, probably about 2 months before he came in, you know, he hadn't showered or bathed in quite some time, alcohol on his breath and, you know, very, very solemn and knew he needed change, but knew he wasn't ready also, you know. And I think he contacted you and got into the hospital and, you know, they medically detoxed him and we brought him in. And now he's, you know, working at a local restaurant and doing amazing. And when I tell you, you know, having to collect program fees, you know, or money from guys can sometimes be, you know, a little troubling. This gentleman from the street gladly comes in and gladly pays what's due because it makes him feel a sense of pride and a sense of wholeness.
A man shall enjoy the fruit of his labor.
Yes. And so, you know, that's one guy that comes to my mind. I'm working with another guy. We'll call him Dylan. All right. And Dylan is a past alumni. And he was there before I was there. I'm just getting to know him a little bit. But he has opened a business here in Indian River County. Mm-hmm. Opened it while in Dynamic Life.
Wow.
And it's a very successful business in the local community. But now he's opening up his second business, which is a AI business. And so he's coming back to Dynamic. He's like, listen, I'm opening up this business. I want to help you guys. So I'm going to offer my services for free and kind of use you as a tester. So he's coming back and not only becoming a community businessman, but now coming back to Dynamic and giving back to the place that saved him.
Well, maybe you can send him over here because at this point we're not making any dough from our radio show, but we're making eternal dough. But I'd like to learn more about AI. Maybe you could send him over.
I will send him your way.
We need help. You know, there are many of us out there.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, working, and I'm sure you know, you're not making a grandiose amount of money working for this.
No.
No, and it's a sacrifice.
It is.
You're married?
Yes, I am divorced.
Okay. Children?
I have three children.
Wonderful.
And I live in Melbourne, so I'm driving
to Vero every day. Oh, my word. Now you got to change that.
I can't currently afford Vero Beach right now.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, though, if you make up your mind, you'll attract the right, and it'll come up.
I'm praying for it.
I got a young man we know now. He's 22, but he wanted to come here and work, and family no longer has a home, and some bad things happen. But anyway, and now he's renting a room and a house, a nice house in a nice community. And so there's things out there. I don't know what you're looking for, but, you know.
Yeah, well, having three kids, it kind of pigeonholes
you. So you're bringing them up?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yep. So.
Wow.
Yep, I got two boys and a girl. And so that kind of, you know, I had to have two separate bedrooms at least for the kids. So,
so you're your dad.
Yeah,
I'm dad. I mean, full time.
Yep, full time. I mean, mom's in the picture. Mom's not currently working. She's looking for work. She actually went through the STEP program. So that way she could get some assistance.
So she's healing too.
Yep, yes. Absolutely. And so right now we do 50-50 custody, but mom's living with her parents. Yeah. And so that kind of makes it tight. And so the kids normally stay with me. And so.
What a great reward, though, to have your children and for them to have a sober dad.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, they know I'm in recovery. They hear my story all the time, and they're just grateful, you know, that they didn't know the 120-pound soaking wet crystal meth addict. But they know it existed, and I want to be honest with them that struggle is very real in this world.
Well, Mr. Al Black, the famous artist, sat right in that seat. And he told me, Rhett, he said, have you ever tried crack cocaine? I said, no. He said, well, I was addicted to it. And he said, there I am in prison. I got 12 years. I'm in my prison cell. And he was praying to Jesus. And finally, Jesus made an appearance as a big ball of light in his jail cell. And he says he instantaneously, absolutely, indubitably delivered him of 34 years ago of that desire for crack cocaine. Now that happens, you know, and I want people to know the consequence. Now, yours was slow coming, though.
Mine was very slow coming, but that has less to do with God's faithfulness and willingness, and more to do with my faithfulness and willingness. You know, I'm hard headed, right?
So there's a lot to be. I like the 12 steps. Yeah. you become a better human being.
Yeah, you do.
Number 10 is my favorite.
Yeah.
Continue to take personal inventory, and when I'm wrong, promptly admit it. it's sure. But you know what? You go, if I didn't apologize immediately, carrying that around on your shoulder, it can make you angry, and it can lead to people doing drugs to want to muffle that out, or whatever the right word would be, to deaden that out.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so that's about it with our interview. Today we've been talking with George Pellington, and he is the board president of Dynamic Life. And we're also talking with George Lynch, and he is the director of Dynamic Life. It's a recovery community that requires... You can come. There are scholarships available. So don't let money get you in trouble.
Right.
And so it's Dynamic Life. And the general number over there is... I'll give you your number.
Yeah,
okay.
Myself.
And that's George... No, you're George Pellington. You're George Lynch. Okay. 772. It's a cell phone. 501-2942. 772-501-2942. 772-501-2942. Could be the call to change your life or someone else's life. Dynamic Life, recovery community. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rip.
All right. It's a new day. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 77